This is a Beautiful Mars podcast for Wednesday, February 18th, 2015, from HiRISE, on board NASA's Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter. Lava flow near the base of Olympus Mons. This image shows a lava channel, which lies just to the east of the largest volcano in the solar system, Olympus Mons. The channel appears to be discontinuous, meaning it disappears several times throughout its length, but in fact, it is likely that the channel continues underground as a lava tube. These are relatively common features at terrestrial volcanic centers, such as the Big Island of Hawaii. The channel appears to have been infilled with dust and sand so that the entrance to a lava tube cave is no longer visible at this particular location. Fortunately, this has been observed elsewhere on Mars. Kerberos Fossae, in the relay zone. These trenches, or fossae, are about a kilometer across. This area shows where two segments have joined up and are close to a third section. The fossae are probably areas where the surface has collapsed down into voids made from faults, huge cracks with movement on either side, that don't extend up to the surface. In structural geology, when multiple faults are closely spaced, we call that a relay zone. These zones have much higher stress built up in the crust, and consequently tend to be more fractured. These fractures can serve as pipes for fluids like water, lava, or gases to flow through. This area corresponds with the youngest of Mars' giant outflow channels, Athabasca Vallis, that is only 2 to 20 million years old, and shows geologic evidence of having been formed and modified jointly by water and lava. A fresh, shallow valley in northern Arabia Terra. This relatively fresh, shallowly incised valley was once filled with water and/or ice and flowed to the west toward a large local depression in northern Arabia Terra. This type of valley is younger and distinct in appearance relative to the ancient valley networks that formed in the Martian highlands. Most fresh, shallow valleys, like this one, often appear as scattered and isolated, or sparsely branched networks of individual valleys in the mid-latitudes and equatorial regions of Mars. The floor of the channel within this broader valley is covered with light-toned transverse Aeolian ridges. You can see these images and more at uahighrise.org.